the dinim of Ritzeach, the sugya Ritzeach. So we learned the pasuk that appears on Ayin Tes from an Aleph, Orav Loi Vukom Alov, if a person is hiding an ambush for his victim, and he jumps on him and he kills him, so then the Torah says that the Ritzeach is Chayv Nisan, he gets the Anish of Sayyid. So the Gemara wants to know, the Tanoim have a machloikis, what is the connotation of that expression, the Orav Loi Vukom Alov? So Rav Shimon claims, Tana Rav Shimon Bar Yochai claims that it has the connotation of this kavan larig is ever harig is as potter. The or of love become a law, but she's kavan loy. By the pasuk that says loy become a law, if a person is hiding an ambush for his victim and he jumps on him and he kills him, so then the Torah says that the ritzeach is kai misin, he gets the anish of sight. So the Gemara wants to know the Tanoim have a machloikis, what is the connotation of that expression, the or of loy become a law? So Rav Shimon claims, Tana Rav Shimon Bar Yochai claims that it has the connotation of this kavan larig is ever harig is as potter. We are of love become a law, but she's kavan loy. By the pasuk that says ki natsa anashim and ak pishahara, benita shemitza, Reuben is trying to kill Shimon and by accident he kills the other woman. So doesn't it say he mustn't yeh but a salkin nefstach nefesh? Rav Shimon reinterprets that pasuk and not to be taken literally. And the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon. The Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. That is kavan larig gezev har gezev is not chayis. The Rabbi is masik. Why should the Rambam passes like that? Why should he pass like Reb Shimon? They suggest that maybe because the brisa, the famous brisa, Tanu Bechiskia, is machkim in the Rabbanan. It's against the Rabbanan, supports Reb Shimon Shita. And Taisus points out that that famous brisa, Tanu Bechiskia, is ungenomen all over. The Gemara always quotes it. Like that's, you can't argue with it. There are Tanoim who don't agree, but the accepted opinion is like Tanoim Bechiskis. Maybe that's what prompted the Rambam to pass on like Rav Shimon. Whatever. And the Raiva disagreed. The Raiva says, no, you should pass on like the Chachamim. That Niskan Largazev or Hargazev is Chayiv Nisan. I, the Mashmoy, is the order of love to come along. And Mor says, no. Frank Mor, the Rabbanon, about 15 lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes and Manal. And Mor says, no, that goes a different lid, a different bill. Prat to the exclusion of Zarek Evan Magol. He throws a stone in the middle of a group of people and you have ten people and nine are Yisrael and one is a Nachri. So you really should go Basaroiv. The odds are 9 to 1 that he's going to kill a Yisraeli. Because the one Benachri is standing still, the Miut is standing still, they're all standing still. Because everybody stands up. The Deeker is the Miut who's standing still as a Hashivas. And the odds are not considered 9 to 1, it's considered 50-50. The Kol Kavua can Maksa Maksa Bang. That's Kavua Deraisa. This is the mocker for the din of Kavua Deraisa. There is a din of Yerideya that's known as Kavua Derabana. It happens that the mocker for Kavua Derabana happens to be on Daf Pei. A long place was over here. We're not going to go through the whole places today. It's a long, complicated, it's a lot of different things blended in, but I'll just explain our regalachas what the issue is. There are a lot of Yonim here on Peyam and Aleph that come from Yerideh, Yonim of Yerideh. So there is a Tosis in the first Perek in Ozer, I think it's Daf Yudeh and Aleph, where the Tosis is bothered with a Kasha. If there is truly such a din of Kol Kavua Kamatza Matza Domi, that if the Miut is Kavua standing still, in Komo, it has a Hashivas, and it's not considered, the odds are not considered 9 to 1, So Tosfos respect Akasha, how do you ever have Bitl Beroy Chad betrayed by Yovish B'Yovish? The din is when you have Lach B'Lach, that their little Chazashmatz falls into a pot of soup. So the din is that can eat Shishin. If it's a pot of a chicken soup, fleshig soup that has a lot of Shmatz in it, kosher Shmatz, and some Chazashmatz falls into the kosher Shmatz, and that's Min B'Ninoy, it tastes the same, it's all the same type of stuff. So then the whole need for Shishin is only with the Rabbanon. According to the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Rashi holds not so, but we hold that the need for Shishin in such a case is only with the Rabbanan, because Mikir Adin, we're going to say Tam Ki Mikir, he tastes the flavor of the Shmaltz, the whole thing tasted back like Kosher Shmaltz before the Trevor Shmaltz fell in. The Trevor Shmaltz, Kosher Shmaltz, it all tastes the same thing anyway. It all has the same Tam anyway, so you can't say Tam Ki Mikir, since the Miut is nice and Tam, and after it prevents it from becoming both. It's not nice and Tam, everything has the same flavor now as it had before. Everything tastes the same. So the only Tvashishim is only the Rabbanan in such a case is if it would have been vegetable soup that doesn't have the taste of any schmaltz at all, and Trefa schmaltz would fall into such a part of vegetable soup, now it has a whole different flavor. Before it tasted like vegetable soup, and now it tastes like schmaltzy, like fleischiges got. So you can taste this. Even though the schmaltz is much less than 50%, and you should really say people be right, whatever is less than 50% is the liur. So you should say the more than 50% is mavat of the less than 50%. So that's not lochel, we pass in the day of the tam, kiikir, if the meal is nice and tam and the roim, it prevents it from becoming bottle. That's a din of tam kiikir. So there's a din that by tarubis of lach balach, you always need shishim in order that it should be bottle. If the tarubis is maybe she'en amino, the schmaltz, straight the schmaltz, fell into the vegetable soup, so then the need for shishim is maybe a reiser. That's the din of tam kiikir, that the sinas tam prevents the bitl peroim, that's the matter. And if it's treifish schmaltz, well, not the kosher schmaltzy soup, and it's min b'minino anyway, it all tastes the same. So the whole need for shishim is only when you're rabbanon. It's l'gzeir min b'minino to min b'shenimino. That's if it's lach balach. What if you're dealing with yavish b'yavish? You have, let's say, three salamis, two are kosher and one is treif, and you removed all of the labels. What is he doing with the treif or salami? He has goyish of work. If he buys treif or salami and he sells it, he makes a profit. Even though treifer salami is mutter b'hano, but that's chor b'macholos asur, that you're not allowed to do. Be in a non-kosher food business. If the food that you're dealing with is bosa b'chola, or isuri hano, kloi hakerm arolos, isuri hano, you're getting hano. When you sell it, you make a profit. But meretach is not isuri hano, so the veil is a treifer. Then it's treifer salami mutter b'hano, you're allowed to get hano. So if you fell in, you're shechting a behemoth, and it turns out that it's in the veil, it turns out that it's a treifer, so you mutter to sell it. You permitted to sell it and to make profit on it also because of mutabana, so you can make profit on it. But to be in the business kavua, so that's a mishnah in shliyus that scharba machalas asur is their isa is not allowed. Unless it's only scharba machalas asur is their abana. Let's say a person is in the business, he sells chvesek vina sakumba, he sells chalavakum, he sells some kind of an isa that's only an isa their abana. Chvesek, he only buys their trafers that are trafers there, many trafers that are their isa, many trafers that are on their abana. He's only in the business of selling macholas asuris derabanan. So we pass in every day, based on the Rambam, that macholas asuris derabanan, that a mutter b'hano, it's also b'hano, it's also b'hano. You're not going to make money on it. But if it's macholas asuris that's mutter b'hano, so schoir is mutter the macholas asuris derabanan. But by macholas asuris deraisu, you're not allowed to be in that business. So let's say the frela has, he has workers, he has non-Jewish workers, and he has Jewish workers. He has to supply them with food. Now we have to give glatt kosher food to the goyish workers. So he buys a tray for salami. The name is a tray for to give to the non-Jewish workers. And he buys kosher food to give to the kosher workers. So he has three salamis, two kosher and one tray. He removed all the wrappers and he's going to slice this one up in the tray for kitchen. He's going to slice up the kosher salamis in the kosher kitchen. And lo and behold, all the three salamis got mixed up. There's no way to tell the difference. You can't tell the difference between them. Everything was cooked exactly the same size, the same flavor, everything is exactly the same. The only thing that these two are gishach, and this one is not gishach. So that's called yavish b'yavish, chad the tray is bottle. Yavish b'yavish, chad the tray is bottle. If it's min b'nina, if it's min b'shem b'nina, so then you need shishim at the rabbanon, zeh b'shem b'yavashna. Okay, but if it's min b'nina, so the din is chad the tray is bottle. Frektosis, harkash, and ozir, on the few days, how can you ever have such an institution that yavish b'yavish, chad the tray, is bottle, but everything is sitting still, nothing is walking around, nothing is moving. So since the miyut is stationary, so say that the odds are not 2-1, say that it's kol kavua, kemachza, or machza dami, since the miyut is sitting still, whatever the treif of salami is, it's under the karma. It's not dancing around, it's not moving, it's not rolling. So since it's standing still, so it should be considered. The miyut has a chashivus that it's a kavua. In Kol Kavua, in Machtam, Achzadam is 50-50, there's no people there. That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis answers that in order to say Kavua, you require that the Miut should be Nika Bimkomo. By the Asura Pratl, Zorak Evan Lego, by the Asura Beni Odom, and I want to shoot the one over there, I want to shoot the one at the end. And we can't tell by looking over here. We're looking a block away. So 10 people in a row, and they're all standing still, and I want to shoot the one at the right end. We don't know. The odds are 9-1 that he's probably a Yisrael. But since they're all standing still, if they're walking, so the Gemara says in the last paragraph in Yuma that it's not called Kavua. Right, then you go Vasa right, then you say the odds are 9-1 that you're killing the Yisrael. But if everybody's standing still, then you call it Kol Kavua. So then I say it's considered 50-50. So Tosis says, yeah, why is it considered 50-50? Because if you walk to the end of the block, you'll be able to see easily. They have Pegasus and they have Yarmulkes and Tzitzis, and this one is a Nachri. If these nine are Yisrael, you can easily tell. You'll ask him, who's the Yidin, who's the Goy? They'll tell you who's the Yidin, who's the Goy. Everybody knows. We're standing a block away, we can't see so well. So standing a block away, you can't tell. So the gods are 9-1, but we say Kol Kavua makes it 50-50. Why is it Kol Kavua? I have a Hashiv. It's because the Niud is Nikar bin Koma. But if you have a Yavish B'Yavish, nobody can recognize which is which. Since the Miut is not Nikar bin Koma, so the whole name of Kol Kavua, Kamarata Masadami, Gegnishtam. That's the Shaila. What's Pshat in that Taisvitz? What did Taisvitz answer? Could be that Teresa said simply, whenever the miut is not nikavim koma, it's bottle. It's bottle beroiv. Once it's bottle beroiv, so whenever you say bittle beroiv, you say the iser is nepat lios heter. Iser is nepat lios heter, so all three are mutter. So how can you say kol kavua kamachzal machzadam? Is that what Teresa meant? If the miut is not nikavim koma, then first you say bittle beroiv. So once you say bittle beroiv, there's no iser anymore. So the iser has not, you can't say it has the chashiv is like a machzal machzadam. What is it? He says, Nefakliya's Hefer, based on the paper, let's say a little chazan schmatz falls into a big pot of vegetable soup. And you have way more than shishin. So when you taste it, you don't taste anything. So the din is a bottle of shishin, you can eat it and you can enjoy it. The din is that a bottle of shishin is mutter legamer. So the shah, how can you eat it and enjoy it? Because every spoonful of soup that you're going to taste, you're going to have a tarubis of a mashahu of chazan schmatz in it. So how is it mutter? So the answer is, when you have bitl beroi, the iser is Nefakliya's Hefer. That's the expression that the Rishonim say. That's called the Rosh. The Rishonim quoted it, and you're every day. You said that Tachlias Heter, the Niyut becomes Nizbatul in the Roy, and it's converted into Heter. So the Shaga is the Yisrael, the same by Yavish B'Yavish. So you're every day, that's a Machloikus. The same by Tarugas of Yavish B'Yavish, when you have Chad B'Trei, the Chad B'Trei Batul, is it also a bit like by Tarugas of Lach Balach, that the Chad B'Shmatz falls into the big pot and is Batul in it? He said that Tachlias Heter. So you say the same by the three Yavish B'Yavish, by the three salamis. The salami that was trade forever it is, just converted to become kosher. Because if a mumche can identify which is which, then it's not called tarubis. Tarubis means that it's einanikar. It's einanikar. You have to have a right head and a knee of the iser, and the iser is einanikar. Even if the Yisr is Eino Nikir, it says in the Ramon Yardei, let's say the Yisr is Eino Nikir, I poured in Trefer Schmaltz into the vegetable soup. But if you put the whole vegetable soup in the refrigerator, the Schmaltz will rise to the top. So it says in the Ramon, you have to do that. You have to put it in the refrigerator, cool it off. And all the Schmaltz, even though right now it's hot, I have hot vegetable soup. And the Chazer Schmaltz fell in, and as it stands now, there's no way to separate the Chazer Schmaltz from the rest of it. And have shishim in the vegetable soup against the schmaltz, and then it's brothel b'shishim. So the Ramah says that's considered as if it's nikar, as if the iser is nikar because you have an easy way to separate it. The Chazon Ish writes, you can get some chemical procedure, you can get some instrument that can filter it out, and some fancy expensive procedure to separate the iser, that's not called nikar ways. But if it's not so difficult to separate the Yisr from the Heter, even a layman can figure out how to do it. You put it in the refrigerator, and the Schmaltz will rise to the top. So that's considered as if it's already Nikar Yisr. Or if he can get a Mumche, he can look at it and he can tell you, this one is the Trefet, this one is the Kosher. Okay? So that's called Nikar Yisr.
But the Vash, you can separate by string. You can have to take pieces of
bacon. Okay. Whenever you can separate it. Taste this, Takasha. How come we're permitted to eat the honey, but it has Ragway Hadvorim? How you like it? It's mamish nikir. You can see it. You can see the black spots, which are the ragle hadar. So Taisus says a different heter. Taisus is not based on beetle. Taisus claims that the atzamas of the zvori mamutar, because it's an etzem shein bo basler and has no tam in it, has no marach inside the etzem. So atzamas of the zvori mamutar. That's what Taisus says. So the poshib shat. Perhaps in the Taisus was, and that Taisus in Ozar and Daphi Beis, that the reason why you don't say by every case of Yavish B'Yavish Chav B'Trei, that you say it's Batal B'Roi, why don't you say Kol Kavua Kamatza Amatza Dami, the Niyu, the Trei B'Salami, wherever it is, it's standing still, it's not rolling around. There's nothing moving, everything is standing still. So since it's standing still, say Kol Kavua Kamatza Amatza Dami, so you don't have, the odds are not 2-1, the odds are 50-50. Consider Al Pidin as if it's 50-50. So the answer that we give, Al Pashtus, is that since the miyut is in a nikabim komo, therefore what? So it's bottle. So once it's bottle, is isa nepech miyaz heter. Isa nepech miyaz heter. So all three are heter. So there's nothing to discuss. How can you say that the isa has a chshivus? That's perhaps the pashut shot. If that's the pashut shot, then it could lead you perhaps to the following conclusion, which the Chavis Das says. If that's the pshat, is there anything in the realm of Yavish B'Yavish, when you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, is there anything that's not bottled on the level of their Isa? The Gemara says in Zvachim, that's this long Taisus on Daf Pei, this long Taisus is working on the Gemara Zvachim, the beginning of Kol HaZvachim Shenisarvo, Perek HaTarubis. So the Gemara says that the Balei Chayim Chashivi, that's we're gonna have to talk about that after the summer. It's a long arichel synthesis. Maybe we'll get to it tonight. I don't know. I gotta give first a couple of hakdamas. So the Gemara says there in Zvachim, there's a din balechan chashibi v'lo b'teili. Or there's a din that the chaticha haru yuliskabe has a hashibis and it's not bokul. Let's say you have it's only midirabon. These are all midirabon. There's a shaila, there's a basis in the first parak in above in Tzina, the Gemara of Kofet Sechet B'Mamnuyin. The farmer is counting how many animals were born this year in order to be Mafresh Maisa Be'ena. So he has 1,000 animals, Rashi has, Afilu Hein Elef. He has 1,000 animals in a corral, and they're going out, 1, 2, 3, and one of those that was already counted jumps back in. So the Gemara says the one that's already Migyan Haroi Patas. Even if it didn't lead up to 10, once you count from 1 to 10, so the 10th one Asili, your Kodesh Lashem, 10th one is Maisa Bema. But even if you never got the count to 10, you never completed, you counted 7, 8, 9, and never finished 10. But whatever was already counted, it is already Pata. Whatever went out, it's a Minyan Haroi. If you only have in the first place 8 Kohenis, and you count from 1 to 8, you know it can't lead up to 10. So that's not a minyan haroi. That's a minyan you're counting, and you know it's impossible that you should lead up to 10. But if you have 10 or more animals, and you're counting 1, 2, 3, and it's a minyan haroi to lead up to 10, so minyan haroi pouted. So the din is that even if one of those animals jumps back into the corral, and the corral, afilo heinelef, there are 1,000 behemoths left in it, so it says kulam patel, kulam turim. They're all pouted from Isabahim. That's the one, the first parak in Bob Mitzvah quotes a Mishnah from the end, from the last parak in Chorus. Parak Maisabahim. Koch HaTzecha Min HaMnuyin B'Toychon. And Rashi says, Afilu Hein Elef, Kulam Tu, Kulam Abturim. Why? Because the one that went out already is Potter, and when it jumps back, it's a Tarubis. The place is discussed is over there. What's this din that it's not Bokul? This is a din Min HaTorah, it's not Potter, or it's a din with the Rabbanon that it's not Bokul? So the Tosfos over there writes as if the din of Balachan Chashim, but they tell as if that's within their eyes. So the Achranim point out, we don't hold like that Tosfos. We hold that all of these dinim are Roman, they're Rabban. The Gemara in Zvachim, in Perakola, Zvachim Shenisargo, that the Rishonim call it Perakal Tarubis. It's not, that's not the name, that's not the first word of the Perak. So it's the name of the Perak. The first word is Kola Zvachim Shenisargo. I remember once the Bachan of one of the yeshivas were learning Yeridim. So the Shah quoted a Taisus in Perek HaTarubis. So they never heard of Perek HaTarubis. So they looked at the Yekes. So they took the Mishnayis at the end of Brachas, and it has all the Brachim and Mishnayis in order, alphabetical order, in case you have your Tzad, so you learn Mishnayis, Oisvius, of the name of the Nifta. And there was no Perek HaTarubis. He looked on the head, he looked on the top. It wasn't on the Tarubis, it wasn't on the HaTarubis. So he asked me, where is this Perek HaTarubis? They never heard of it. There's Perek Kolas from Shinazar, it's on the Lulerechof. But the Rishonim call it Perek HaTarubis because it talks about Asher HaNiskal got mixed in, Atreifah got mixed in with 1,000 korbanos, so you say that it's not bottled. So the Gemara is the kasha there. 991 to 1, and it's not bottled. How can it be? Why shouldn't it be bottled? The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, there's a din with the Rabban about Lechaim Chashiv and Vilay Bitele. But we assume it's only the Rabban. Then the Gemara has another din. Chaticha Ruyel is Kabin, it has a Chashivis and it's not bottled. Let's say there's a caterer, and he's serving a chasen, and they have 1,000 guests. On the chasen list, I think there must have been more than 1,000 guests. It's 1,000 people there. So let's say they're serving steak, or they're serving fertlach or something. That's serving... they're serving fancy macholim, not serving chopped meat. Not serving some... It's a chaticha haru, it's a choshev or meichel that's a very expensive chasen. Or lo shulchan, exactly. And then let's say they find out that they call him up from the butcher, that one of the chickens or one of the some of the lamb chops that they had on the Velo Trefel. And there are 1,000 pieces that are kosher and one that's Nevelo Trefel. So what's the din with the bottle barov? So then I'll the din is a chat bitchfell yavish be yavish is bottle barov. When you're abonant, that's the aloha, the chaticha, ruivus kabeh, since it has a chashvius, that he would serve this to a guest. So the kabeh dig a guest, and the fancy suit, so that's a din with the abonant that is not bottle. The Gemara has a din dovish of dominion. Dovishesh Matin is another din that is not bottle of the rabbanon. But let's say you have barrier, the Gemara says in Kulman. That Chaisus in the first paragraph in Bava Kam, in Bava Mitzia, by Kochatzach Men Amnuyim, Chaisus directs that one of them is Minatar, I forgot which one, either Beria or Bava Kam, but we don't accept any of those. We assume that all of these four are Midirabon. Chatech Ruilus Kabit is Midirabon, that is not bottled. Bava Chaim is on Midirabon. Dovsha the Minyan, as Hashivis is on Midirabon, not bottled. And Beria, everything in Dovsha Shmatir, and these are all Dovsha Shmatir, that's a Bechem Shigmar and Havzov. That's a Gemara B'Feresh. The Gemara B'Feresh says that it's not bottled, but you don't know whether the Raisa the Rabbanan. So the Gesa Mishnah writes in one place, he says, that's a Din the Raisa. The Dodo Sheesh Lo Natir Loi Bottle. There's a famous run in Nidorim, Moldav Nundaris. It has a long, famous run. So the run explains it so well, the run in Nidorim explains everything very well. So the run in Nidorim gives you such a good explanation, he leads you with such sweet talk, he leads you to believe that it's within the Raisa. So he got the Kess of Mishnah. He got the Kess Mishnah to write that the Obshesh Matiran is not bottle, is it? Is it in their eyes? So the Prima Godin writes a Hasog on the Kess Mishnah that that's, you can't say that. That's against an opening Gemara in Perak Hazor and Bob Messir. But Gemara said the Ferish that Obshesh Matiran, what bottle is on the Rabbah? And we assume that all of these are also in the Rabbah. Chatich, Ruiz, Kabit, Beria, Obshesh Minyan. And the Baal Chaim Chashiv Rebbe Bittel. So Rabbi Chana Rassanim raises the question in the Sefer on Yevamos. He has the Kovetz Haoris on Yevamos. He raises the question that usually we say called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there as a Tikkun. Whenever the Chacham made a Tachan the Rabbanon, pattern after some kind of a Din Daraisa or another. So what is the Din Daraisa over here by these four that we say Baal Chaim Chashiv and various Choshev, Chaticha Rebbe's Kabin and Dovish and Minyan, all the things that are Choshev. So we can't say that it loses its identity when it gets mixed in into the conglomerate. He says if each one is oimid bifneatma, as if this is a separate animal, this is a separate animal. You don't say you have 1,000 animals, and one of them is treif, and one of them is menamnuyim, kofetzech menamnuyim. So it just loses the identity in 1,000. No, you don't have 1,000 animals. You have one animal, and another animal, and another animal. Like you ask some people, how many children do you have? So he says he has, each one is the ben yochid. Yes. This child, he doesn't want to say he has 10 children. Each one is a ben yochid. You lose the hashivas if you say a number, a sacha kol of how many. So if you have a chaticha ruilas kabet or a berry of Baal Chaim, a domshil minyan, so you don't consider it as if it loses its identity because it's agav. It's not agav, the others. Each one is a ben yochid. Each one stands by itself. So is this, we call the tikkun rabbanon, came the raisa tikkun, is there ever a din the raisa that something has such a big hashivas that it's never bothered? So we're used to thinking that the whole thing was only with the Rabban. So that's why Mohammed breaks his head to try to figure out where do you have it? So what's the came to the Raisa? So he finds something. So remember when we learned Gerade, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this Chavis Das instead of Kufiyut. But the Chavis Das writes, he discovered a Ramban in Gittin, that's a very strange Ramban. The Ramban, according to his interpretation, the Ramban says, Bnei Yodam are not bottle is within the Raisa. The human beings are not bottle. If you have a mixture of human beings, they got mixed up and you don't know who's who, that's a din d'oraisa. Where's the Ramban? The Gemara has a famous din if I point the shliach to the Mekadosh and Isha for me. The halach and the shliach goes and I don't know what he did. Whether did he do his job, did he not do his job? So when he comes back, he'll give me a report, he'll tell me the good news. Meis ha-shalirach, yishtog. The shliach never comes back.
The Ramban
disagrees with the Tesis. So the Gemara says, and they saw Shaliach, the Shaliach dies, we know whether he did the Shlichas, he didn't do the Shlichas. So the Gemara says, you assume Chazok is a good Galeisa Kamon, Shliach was a Shlichus, so he was a reliable person, so the stomach, he must have done a Shlichas. He didn't die the half an hour after I made him the Shlichas. He dies a month later, and he's traveling around the world to find me a Shiva. talking is not so difficult. It's not today. It's kosher kriyas yamsa. Even though it wasn't like it's kriyas yamsa, I guess, was easier also. So the shliach dies. The yisum chazok is shliach also shlichusa. The stamma he must have been mekadesh somebody, and whoever he was mekadesh. So the sister is a rachoy sishto. So I'm not allowed to marry the sisters. I'm not allowed to marry the shvigah, the mother. I'm not allowed to marry the daughter. So the Gemara says also b'chalal nashim shavoyim. The mishalech is not allowed to marry any single girl in the world. It may possibly be an ervah. It may possibly be a sister of the woman whom the shliach was mekadesh for me, or a mother or a daughter of the shliach. Depending on the ages, I can marry a geirus. She's not a sister. I can marry a woman who doesn't have any relatives. All the relatives in the family are not alive. That's not a problem. But any woman that may possibly be achos ishtoi or chamoisoi, lebas ishtoi, I'm not allowed to marry. So the Rishonim ask, and the Gemara says that it's kavua. So the Rishonim ask Kasha, what Taisa says, well, kind of a kavua. What is kavua? So Taisa says, yeah, what kavua? Kavua is only if it's nika b'mkomo, we don't know where it is, no one knows. Anything is Taisa says, only a penalty in the Rabbanon where we treat it as if it's kavua, because he did a davar megunah. What kind of silly thing is that? He said the shliach ben kadosh and isha, you don't know who he's going to pick. Also, lo she kadosh and isha, she ran a tchila. That's improper. It wasn't right that you sent the shliach to be mekadosh whoever he wants to for you. The shivach probably will not, the zidik won't be able to yofed, it's not normal. So therefore they made a penalty to the Rabbanon in this case, and they said also b'chal anashim shabbat. The Rabbanon says no, the Gemara doesn't say that it's a kavua. The Rabbanon, the Gemara says kavua, so it's called kavua deraisis. How is it kavua deraisis? It's very unclear. The Ram, on Gittin, quotes the Rambanan Gittin, Kedusha Rambanan Gittin, that he disagrees with Tosfos. He says no, it's a real kavua deraisis. Why is it kavua deraisis? So the Chabad Bas, and Simon Kufiud explained it. He says that apparently the Ramban thinks that when you have a that's a dinderaisa. Then the Rav Soloveitchik says in the mail that we already have a coin to this Ramban, it's Niche, this Pelet that Rav Ochanan Basman has. Where did it come on to say such a dinderaban? The Balachan Chashiv v'loi v'teli, and various Koshiv v'loi v'bakom, and Dabashi v'minyin, and Chaticha v'loi v'skabri. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. Where did he ever find on the level of the Raisa Yavish B'Yavish that is not Bakal? So the answer is no, there is a king the Raisa. According to the Ramban, but the other not Bakal, that's a Dinman HaTorah. So the Rabbanon, they just took that Dinman the Raisa and they extended it to additional cases, many more additional cases. At least there is a Din, there is a king the Raisa Tikkun over here. Nicha, Rabbanon works very hard, he's a different Torah.
The Rabbanon is said by Leah Mitzvah, you say, call it Polish.
I mean, I don't know if this I know there are mitzvahs somewhere in the world. I don't know where they are.
Right.
The Gemara says, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to marry mitzvi darish and darshani. You're only permitted to marry darshlishi. So the Mishnah say, if a mitzvi is nizgar, we're permitted to marry her. Why? Because we're not so convinced that this person who calls himself a mitzvi is really a mitzvi. It's really, there are mitzvim in the world somewhere. They didn't all die out. It's a tarubis, so we say they called it parish, yeah.
I'm just saying that's a Mishnah.
That's not a Ramah, that's a Mishnah though. So you're saying, you're asking, how can Ramban disagree with the Mishnah? I don't know. That is a Mishnah, yeah. Boss and Chabad Bilbo is...
Yeah.
I don't know. Gotta look into it. I don't know. How's the Ramban gonna answer that Mishnah? You say the Mishnah goes there walking around. The person is walking around. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good discussion. But that's what the Chavis Da says. I don't know, it's a good kasha. The Chavis Da and Sivin Kofiud claims that that's the Dira in the Ramban. Ramban is very unclear. Chazbaz claims this is the pshat. The Ramban holds that Bnei Adam Chashivi Beloy Dimteili is a din deraisa, Bnei Adam in that bottle. And since the Bnei Adam in that bottle, Mimele we call it Kavua. Why? Because that they're standing still is Kavua. But Taisa said it has to be Nikav in Komo, so he says, he assumes that how's the Ramban going to answer Taisa's Kasha? Anytime you have Taruvas of Chad Betrei, Yavish Biyavish, how do you say Bittul Beroi? Why don't you say that the Iser Salami is sitting there? It's not rolling, it's sitting there. So say Kol Kavua Kamatzam Asadon. So Taisa said, you don't say Kol Kavua unless it's Nikav in Komo. So in Ramban's case also it's not Nikav in Komo. No one knows who the Yeshis Vish is. The Shliach was Mekadosh, the girl could be, the father was Mekadosh Kedushim and the girl was a Ketana. And the girl himself doesn't even know that she's an Yeshis Vish. Nobody knows that she's an Yeshis Vish. So it's not Nikav in Komo. So why don't you say over there, how can you say Kol Kavua? So apparently the Ramban understood that condition of Taisa said, that has to be Nikav in Komo, it's not a condition in Hilchos Kavua. If the miut is not nikud and koma, it's going to be bottled beroyd chad v'chay. Bottled beroyd, so the isim is nefach liyos hem. The isim nefach liyos, all three chad v'chay zamuta. So how can you say, kol kavur kamachza amasadom, everything is all bottled. But if you have b'ni odom who are not bottled men atayro, even though the miut is not nikur, that's going to be a kavur deraisa. If the person is spinning still, it'll be a kavur deraisa. The Ramban holds that you don't require the miut should be nikud and koma. You don't require miut, nikav, and komo as part of the definition of kol kavua. It's only needed for a different reason. If you have a yovish b'yovish tarubis, if the miut was not nikav and komo, it's bottle beroyd, so bittul beroyd takes precedence over the din of kol kavua. That's all. But back in the other, when there's no bittul beroyd, the Ramban holds it'll be kavua deraisa. Shabbos, anybody doesn't agree with this Ramban. So what's the definition? What's the word of the Taisus? The Taisus said you require that the miut should be nikav and komo. It could be that other Rishonim hold that that's part of the hashivas of the kol kavua. You only say kol kavua, number one, if the miut is stationary, it's not mighty, it's not moving around. And number two, it has the hashivas that it's nikav and komo. If the miut is not nikav and komo, it could be that it lacks that sufficient chashivas that you should say kemachza amachzadam. It could be that it needs two conditions to be called kavur. Number one, standing still, as the chashivas are being stationary, not floating around. And number two, that is nikabim komo. That's the question. Ramban holds not so. Ramban holds that the whole word that you need nikabim komo, because of say that it'll be batul. If it'll be batul, so there's nothing to discuss kavur. But by Bnei Adam, it doesn't have to be nikabim komo. Bnei Adam, I'm not batul, so it'll be a kavur deraisa. See, we have a concept in Yeridaya of Kavua de Rabbanon, and that's this big thesis. The Rabbi Natan denies it. Rabbi Natan holds Kavua de Rabbanon is only in Kochin, only in Zvachin. It is a misprint in the thesis. On Ayin Tes on the base. They say it Perikat Haruvis and it says Menochas Dafayin. Perikat Haruvis in Zvachin. It's not a Menochas, it's in Zvachin Dafayin. It's a mistake. So the Gemara in Zvachin, Perikat Haruvis, speaks of a divin of Kavua de Rabbanon by Kochin. So the Rabbi Natan claims that it's only a Chumr de Rabbanon by Kochin, Mishum Chomer and Hegdish, and by Chulin it doesn't apply. Taisa says we don't pass like the Rabbi Natan. Year a day, we don't pass like the Rabbi Natan. We pass when there is a din of Kavua de Rabbanon. Kavua de Rabbanon means the following. Let's say you have a Chaticha, Haruya, Liv's Kabbat. Let's say you have these three steaks. And they broiled all the three steaks. They broiled 1,000 steaks for all the guests. They broiled 1,000 fetlach of chicken, fancy, schmancy, delivery for all the 1,000 guests. And then the butcher calls up, he made a mistake. One of the steaks was an avela trefa. And there's no way to identify now which is the non-kosher, which is the 999 kosher steaks. So what do you do? So the din is that everything is awesome. Why? Because chatech l'uskab, it has a chashivas, it's a dova choshev, oivet b'fmeatzmai. So the din is that it's not bottle. So it's not bottle. So pick, you go to the wedding, you take one tray, and you say, call the parish maruvah parish. The odds are 999 to 1. What am I eating everything all together that you have to come out to bittul to say that the isa is nefach liyos hetem and everything is muta? I'm not interested in eating 1,000 portions. I just want one steak. I just want one ferret love chicken. So take one platter and say, call the parish maruvah parish. The answer is you can't say that. Whenever you have a taruvis, which is bottle mevatera, but with the Rabbanan it's not bottle because it's a chaticha v'ilus kavod, a barrier, balachayim chashiv or whatever, it's not bottle with the Rabbanan. So not only do we say that it's not bottle, that you don't say, isa nebach, lios hefer, He said that it's considered like kol kavua k'machza machza b'adam. He can't even say kol the parish meruva parish. You have no right to take one out and say the odds are 999 to 1 that this is kosher, so I can go ahead and eat it. I declare that it's kavua midirabon. So the shaila is this kavua derabon. How does this compare to the kavua deraisis? According to the Rambam, it's the exact same thing as kavua deraisis. According to the way the Chavetz read the Rambam, if you have ben yodam who are ben taruvis, and ben yodam are not bottle men at Torah, that's kavua deraisis. There's no need for nikav ben koma. Rambam doesn't hold that you need isa. He holds you need isa nikav ben koma if it's chav betray bottle, because it's not nikav ben koma, so it's bottle. So if it's bottle, how can you say kol kavua? That is masking to that. You're not going to say there's no din of chad betray bottle because kavua. Since the issue is not nikel and kum, so it becomes bottle. So once it's bottle, so there's no kol kavua. But the Ramban formulates the din beraisim. Whenever you have a taruvis, then it's not bottle. So, and everything is standing still. Nothing is nikel. No one knows what anything is. That's kavua beraisim. So that according to the Ramban, Kavod the Rabbanon is mamish. Kavod take the Rabbanon. Can the rice and take? And we have these four cases: Bali Chaim, Chashidi, Vilad, and Tevi. There he is, not bottle. Chaticha win is kavod. Dovish is dominion. The same as Bali Odom, except the Bali Odom is on the level of the rice, and this is on the level of the Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, everything is mamish. Kain the rice and take. It's going to be a kavod the Rabbanon, similar to the kavod the rice. And the question is, the other Rishonim perhaps hold that so. The other Rishonim perhaps hold that the Kavua de Rabbanon is one din that all these things are not bottle. We're not sure exactly what the Kain de Rice is, because they don't believe that the Rabbanon are not bottle menater. And then you have to see that the Taisus says the Kasha over here. The Mishnah says on Ayin Tess on the Bevis. Let's say the Bezna has people locked up in prison. Some of the people are Chayiv Nigma Dino Veskilo, and some of the people are Nigma Dino Vesreya. And they were all locked up in the same prison. And now there was a prison break or whatever, and they all got mixed up, and we lost all the records, and we have no way of identifying who's Chayiv Shkila, who's Chayiv Shreifa. We just know that all of the prisoners in the prison, all the 3 people, all the 10 people, they're all Chayiv Misa. Tzana Shrav Shemahem, they're all Chayiv Misa. So you don't know who's Chayiv Shkila, who's Chayiv Shreifa, so you give the Oynish HaKal. You don't know which Oynish to give the Oynish HaKal. So which is the Oynish HaKal? So that's a Machlegs of Shimon the Rabbon. We had a few times. Reb Shimon says that it's Sreif or Skila Chenek Zayef. We don't pass them like that. We pass them Skila Sreif Erek Chenek. Chenek is the law. That's how we pass. Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabban. So the Mishnah gives you the case of the Sarah Hanis Kolin bin Israfen. Usually you say A got mixed into B. So it sounds like the second thing is more. The Sagrahan is Kolin, Bin Israfin, sounds like the Roid is Bin Israfin. And a couple in his column, one or two in his column, fell in, got mixed into a Roid of Israfin. So the Mishnah says, according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa is Mochomer. So you don't give everybody Sreifa, so you give everybody Skila. So Taisus Fekar Kasher, on the bottom of the next dot, Payon and Base, on the bottom. Shol Harabra Ben Yitzchak, Harabra Ben Mordechai. As Rabbi Natan, why does Reb Shimon say, Yodunu Biskilo, Shahasrei for Chamura? Why don't you say, Bittle Beroy? Oh, okay. So that's a terrace already, man. Misa Lemisa, you don't know about. That's a terrace that Tyson writes in Chulim. Tyson says, you don't say, Aslina Basaruba, man, you don't say Bittle Beroy, Misa Lemisa. The Gemara says, you do follow Rabbi Nina Nefashis. So the Rabbi Natan is one territory. You don't follow right, Ben Nisa and Nisa. But what was the kasha over here? The kasha was what? You should give everybody Sreifa. But one of them for sure is not Chayiv Sreifa. One of them for sure is Chayiv Shkila. One person is only Chayiv Shkila, and Rabbi Shimon holds that Shkila is less Choma than Sreifa. 10 people are Chayiv Sreifa, and one person is Chayiv Shkila. So the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Reb Mordechai, was bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say people Biruv? Not why don't you say Hazlina Basaruba. Aslina Basaruba, so you're going to do for sure wrong. You're going to give all 11 people Sreifa. So one of them didn't deserve Sreifa. He only deserved Skila, which is less Chama than Sreifa. So his kasha was, you should say Bittul Beroy. He holds that you say Bittul Beroy on the level of the Raisa. He thinks that you say Bittul Beroy by Bnei Yoda. He's not bothered with the kasha. Why didn't they just answer the Rabbanan? He can't say Bittul Beroy because Balechan Chashim, I don't know. But But he's asking on the level of their eyes. So Tevez gives one answer, the Misa, the Misa, you know, Tevez gives all the different answers. But you see that this Tevez clearly doesn't agree with the Rabban. They hold that even by Bnei Adam on the level of their eyes, it's a bottle. You have, the Gemara has here also a din, the Gemara has over here. There is a din that a shor shahorag es ha'odlam gets gilo. Asher yisokel, the gam ba'al of yumas. Asher yisokel, the shor gets gilo. The Gemara is going to talk about a shor haniskal over here. And the same is true by Rebbe Nirva. It's also said, we had the Gemara earlier. The Mishnah says that Adam harabeim sabheimo, or the... whether the Behemoth is a Zachar on a cave and participate in the Mishka Behemoth, so the Chumash says that the Shor is also a Shor on Iskam. So the Gemara in Baba Kama points out that Nigmar Dina of the Shor, Lemisa, adds another dimension. The Shor becomes Osabano. Not only Nigmar Dina, Lemisa, the Bezen has to go give an Ainim Skilo to the Shor, it becomes Osabano. Where do you get that from? Because the Pasuk says over there, So the Gemara asks, "V'lo yachol es b'saray, mashen shenamar hashor yisakel even yashin veilo." If he gave skilo, so he didn't give it a proper shita, so it's the hanavelo. So fashteisach that lo yachol es b'saray. So what's the chiddush that you're not allowed to eat the flesh? You're not permitted to eat the veilo. The Gemara says, "No, because that even if shachta lachas shenit mavdinoi, it'll be asabano." So that's the marker. It says, V'lo yachol es b'saray. The Pashup shot sounds that you're not allowed to eat it. But the Gemara says, it can't be V'lo yachol means you're not allowed to eat it. Must mean that it's also b'hano as well. So the Gemara says, in Zvachim, the Mishnah Zvachim says, on that beginning of Perakat Aruv is that these two didn't go together. Whenever the shor is toned skilo, so the Gemara din makes it also b'hano. So it even applies to Revea v'Nirva. Even though we don't know what the pasuk is, the pasuk in Chumash that says that the shor is also b'ano is really the pasuk v'loy hashar yisak v'loy yachol es b'saray. So v'loy yachol es b'saray is only parshas mishpatim by the shor shahar gesu adam. How do the Mishnayos know that the din even applies? That's ayin aleph on the balance. That's in Zvachim Perakat Aruv starts ayin on the base. That's what it says. Zvachim daf ayin on the base. And this is ayin aleph on the aleph. This is a Mishnah. It's a little Mishnah here. So the Tosis points out, you see from this Mishnah, that not only the Shor Shenigma Dino Lemisa Zasabano by Shor Shaharagas Adam, even by the Shor Revea Benirba, Shenigma Dino Lemisa is also the Gemara Dinasas Bano. So Tosis says, where is there a Makar Chumash? Where is there a Makar in the Gemara? The Gemara never says a Makar. The Mishnah just assumes it did. Where is the Makar? So Tosis says, Vishema Iko Shum Drash. There must be a Drasha somewhere. The Tanoi must have had a Drasha. We don't know what it is, Tosis says. The last Tosis on Ayin Aleph and Aleph, the bottom line in the bottom Tosis, but there the Nirva. And then Tosis quotes it, so Gemara in Erechim. Gemara in Erechim talks about when a person dies, so there's a din. He had already the Sugan Abba Mises. When a human being dies, when a Jewish person dies, so the din is that the Nase is Osim Hanma, because it says, Batama Sham Miriam, Batikova Sham. And Yevanik Zereshav, L'sham Sham, Me'egla Rufa. And the Gemara shows him at Russia, and how do you know Egla Rufa was Asmana? So it says, Egla Harufa, Sham Banochal, Sham Peg for us. It says, Egla Harufa, Sham Banochal, the offer Sham. It says, Egla Banochal, what does that mean, Sham? Sham Peg for us. That Egla Rufa, no, the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, Kaparik Sipa Kakosh. The Gemara says, since when you bring Egla Rufa, you say, Kapar Akhle Solsha Padisa Hashem. So the Gemara says, Kaparek Sivba Kachin, just like Kachin, bring Kapar, and they're also Bano. So it's a Degla Rufa Zasmano. So we know that Degla Rufa Zasmano, because Kaparek Sivba Kachin, and we're going to say, Rishav Hashem Sham, Degla Rufa, that at least the Mace Israel, Mace Yaakov is the discussion of Shulchan Aruch, but at least Mace Israel are also Bano. So the Gemara in the last Amud of the first Perek in Erech, and Tosfos quotes it on our ground. Erech and Dav Zayin. His long text is Peyam and Al, quotes a lot of things. You have to go little by little. So the last tikkun of Gemara, the first parak in Erech and discusses what about Seir HaMeis? When a human body, when you find a human dead body, is the Seir HaMeis also? This is a big issue. years ago when they first made shaklins, they used to make the shaklin from human hair from dead bodies. They used to shave off the hair. A woman had died and the woman had long, long hair. So they used to shave off the hair from goyish of dead bodies, and they used to make a shekel out of it. So the Maritz Chayes lived in it. So I'm sorry for Maritz Chayes, they lived at that time when they started popularizing the shaklin. The Shulchan Gemara really talks about the shaklin. He shows that the Gemara talks about the woman from Nan, she only dachas who was wearing a shekel. And they killed her, whether the shekel is of Saman or not, because it's not attached to the body. It's like clothing or not, a whole discussion. The Gemara, there's a Gemara in Nazir. Also, it talks about people, women wearing shekel. So they should be Gemara in Mishpah, they talk about the shekel. But the movement for religious women, the way shekel started in the days of the Sam Sofer and the Maritz Chayes. The Maritz Chayes has a whole shulah about this. He wants to ask it, we want to ask it, because they took it from Mason. So there were two shaylas. Goy. So one shayla was with a meisakim is also bahanos. So and Yeriday it says that it's also bahanos. The Ramon Yeriday says meisayakim are also bahanos. And they all ask, it's against the Gemara in Kigushin, the Gemara is in Sanhedrin, the second paragraph in Sanhedrin, that David HaMelech was Mekadesh Baal Shol with the Arlos Plishtim. And the Gemara seems to say that it is mutabanos. So that's a whole discussion. So they say meisayakim also bahanos a chumre midirabon. We don't know who introduced the chumre rabbanon. I think Gemara says muta. So it's a question. But at least the Ramah says that Lahatchili shouldn't get Hanoah from Meisei Yavim. Then there's another shadow where the Seah Meis is also Hanoah. Maybe only the Meis, the Etzim body itself. What about the Seah Meis? It just depends on two gears is there.
Shara Niskos,
Esa Tovu, right. So Seah by Shara Niskos is also Hanoah. That's what the famous Pasuk, Es. Es, Lo Yachal, Es, Disaro. Lo Yachal is where it goes on Yisa Hanoah. So the Gemara says Es goes on the Or. The rabbi says Ha'or, and that's also what the rabbi says Ha'seir, that the Seir of Asher Anuskal is also Barna. But what about the Seir of a Mace? A human being dies. Human being dies. So it's the Seir of a Mace also Barna. So there are two Girsis, there's a long Chulas HaRashbo, that if you look there in the end of the first paragraph in Erech, in Bab Zayin and Beis, Rav Shlomo LeVilna, in the back of the Vilna Shas, quotes this Chulas HaRashbo, and he shows the two Girsis of Nigamar Goz Barichas, that one Girsis holds that it's Mutabana, one Girsis holds that it's also Barna. So there is one gears in the Gemara. Let's put Tosfos quotes. There is one gears in the Gemara that distinguishes. Why is it that the Seyar of a mace is Muta Bahano and the Seyar of Shara Niskal is also Bahano? So the Gemara says that Zul so is Rasa with Zul Mardino is Rasa. If the Nisa asses, so Nisa is only Chal on the body. While the person is alive, the body is alive. And after the person dies, the body is Bishtavis. So the body is called the mace. But the hair, Nigmadina Lamisa, a human being, Shin Nigmadina Lamisa, Zul, Gmardino, yes, Rasra. So the Gmardina, so the Gmardina is Chal on the whole organism and the whole animal, including the Seir, not only on the part that died. That's what Tosfos quotes over here. There's a famous Shita Sabina Tam, it's over here too. Tosfos become and the kind of says it. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Shor HaNisgal is Mutav HaNrom Echai. When the Gemara says that the Gemardin Asiv, so the Rabbeinu Tam reinterprets it. It doesn't mean that. It means the Gemardin Asiv, but if you'll shecht it, or if you'll lick it, if you'll give it Nisim Dezen, or if you'll shecht it, then it'll be Mutav HaNrom. Because man is walking around, so Rabbeinu Tam claims that it's Mutav HaNrom Echai. And all the other Balei HaTosef denied that. They said, how can it be? Yeshua Niskal, etc. Gemardino Yes Rosso. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it doesn't mean Gemardino. That's one of the Gemaras they quote. In Erech and Dab Zayin, it says, here Tosef says, where it says, Erech and in the big Tosef, Pei Yom and Aleph. When you get to the wide lines, around the 10th wide line, so it says in parentheses, Dab Zayin on the base. That's what they're quoting Erech and the Kosher. At the end of the first paragraph in Erech and Dab Zayin, Mashma, Yeshua Niskal, that's a Michari. The Gemara draws it. A human being, Shin Bigmadin al Misa Zul, Gmardino, Yes Rasra. So the Gmardina, so the Gmardina is Chal on the whole organism and the whole animal, including the Seir, not only on the part that died. That's what Tosfos quotes over here. There's a famous Shita Sabina Tam, it's over here too. Tosfos become and the Kamas has it. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Shor HaNisgal is Mutav HaNrom Echai. When the Gemara says that the Gemardin Asiv, so the Rabbeinu Tam reinterprets it. It doesn't mean that. It means the Gemardin Asiv it, but if you'll shecht it, or if you'll lick it, if you'll give it Nisim Dezen, or if you'll shecht it, then it'll be Mutav HaNrom. Because man is walking around, so the Rabbeinu Tam claims that it's Mutav HaNrom Echai. And all the other Balei HaTosef denied that. They said, how can it be? Yeshua Niskal, etc. Gemardin Yes Rosso. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it doesn't mean Gemardina. That's one of the Gemaras they quote. In Erech and Dab Zayin, it says, here Tosfos says, where it says, Erech and in the big Tosfos, Pei Yom and Aleph. When you get to the wide lines, around the 10th wide line, so it says in parentheses, Dab Zayin on the base. That's what they're quoting Erech and the Kosher. At the end of the first paragraph in Erech and Dab Zayin, Mashma, Mishan, Niskan, that's a Michari. The Gemara draws a contrast between the hair of a woman who just died a natural death, as opposed to a woman who got a gmardin lemisa because she was mechal Shabbos or Eishes Inso, whatever good to my time she did. So they made a gmardin lemisa. So the Gemara says zul misa is rasa, and misa was not chal on the hair. There's no misa chal on the hair. Misa is chal on the rest of the body. Or bezul gmardin no is rasa. So the gmardin you learn from Shah Niska. You learn from Shah Niska. Whenever there's a gmardin lemisa, but the gmardin carries with it an isra. No. So on the human beings who have been the same thing. And you make a gmardin on a human being, so the gmardin also carries with it an isra hanor. So Taisus says against the Rabbeinu Tam, don't you see? Even the Gemara Zugemar Bino is Rosso. The Gemara Bino is taken from there after the Gemara Bino. So Rabbeinu Tam insists, no, he's right. The Gemara is not to be taken literally. Gemara Bino is Rosso. What it means is the Gemara Bino asks Lipkish Atomus, if and when the animal will die. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that Shara Niska is Muta Bahano Mechari. That's a shot exactly what's shot in Rabbeinu Tam. What did the Dvar Avram have? Is I think it's a third chelik, a second chelik of the Dvar Avram. Second chelik of the Dvar Avram has a whole essay about this Rabbeinu Tam. You can clear, the answer is, he points out, the answer is Mefurish over here in our places. But the way that Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in other Mesichtas, it's unclear. What did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say? That it's a V'lo Yeyochel Es Bissaro, that the Bissar, Shara Miskal is also one of us. How can you call it Bissar? Let's have a Shara Miskal that's Nigma Dina Lemisa, and it's alive. So I want to ride on the horse to the base Haskula. There's a Dina Bini Hadin. The show is Nigma Dina Lemisa, so the Bezna wants to take it to the base Haskula. What do you mean he wants to go riding to the base Medrash? So he said, no, the Baba Shara says, I want to ride the horse to the base Haskula on the way to give it the Skula. Why should I walk? Let me get a ride. So all the Rishonim say it's also Bano. Mishenik Madina Tzal Samara. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Muta Bano. Shaniska Mechavim is Muta Bano. So one shot in the Rabbeinu Tam is it's Muta Bano because the pasuk says Lo Yocheles Bissar Bissar Shaniska. A live animal you don't call Bassar. After you start, then you can call it Bassar. Because Manos were alive, you can't call it Bassar. That's one way to read the Rabbeinu Tam. But he says the Gmadin creates the Yisr Hanma. But the Yisahno only begins to apply when it's called Basar. While the animal is alive, it's not labeled as Basar. Another way to learn Rabbeinu Tam is in Gansum differently. If you make a Gmadin Lamisa, then you administer the Oynish Mises Bezen. You give the Mises Bezen, you give the Skila, so the Kiyum Oynish Mises Bezen is what creates the Yisahno. I, but the Gemara says, if Shachtoi, La'ach HaShinig Madinoi, the Gemara says in Bavitam, if they make a Gmadin, on the Sharan Nitzkal, then even if you go and you shack to it afterwards, and you won't give it the skila, it'll also be Yasaban Ross. So why is it that Shachtar says, you say Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam is, that the Gemadin creates the Yusuf, but it has to be called Basar. So Kazaman, the animal is alive, is not called Basar, so you're starving, so now it's called Basar. But if you say the alternate Pshat, as the Dvarbrom suggests, that it's not that the Vart is that the Yisr is only when it has a Shem Basar. The Vart is that the Kiyum, not the Gmardin, doesn't create the Yisr. The Kiyum minor, you need the Gmardin, so that when you give the Skila, it's called the Kiyum Minish Mises Bezdin. When you give the Skila, the Kiyum Minish, the Mises Bezdin creates the Yisr HaNoah. So if that's the Vart, so why Shachtai? Why Shachtai? So the answer is, that's not a Kasha. The Gmardin says, what happens if you don't give the Misa of Skila, you give it the You give Sayef to the shore, you give Chenek to the shore, you give Sreifa to the shore. So the Gemara had it in by Yodim, Chol Misa Shatiyoch La Misa, said, if the Yebid, that's the Rabbeinu Shah. Even if you fiddle on the neck and you give the Shaykh, it's Okta Bracha, Allah Shchita, and you shech for the Amen, the shechting was also called the Kiyam Oynish Misa Bezin, it's also called, after the Gemara Din La Misa, the Shaykh does the Shchita, Kiddin, it's also called the Kiyam Oynish Misa Bezin. But we'll have an upcoming between the two Pshotim, what if Bezin makes the Gemara Din La Misa? Baby gets a heart attack and it dies a natural death. Nobody killed it. It dies a natural death. But according to the first pshat of the Dvar Avraham, that the Rabbeinu Tam also agrees that the Gmardin creates an Yisr HaNoah. The only thing is that the Yisr HaNoah is only when it's called Basar. While it's alive, you can't call it Basar. So if it dies a natural death, it's also called Basar. But if you say the other pshat, that the Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean that. What he meant to say was not that the Gmardin creates, but after the Gemara also has something to say about it. If you say that Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean that Gmardin creates Bisanro, but rather the Kiyam Oynish Mizbez, that the animal dies a natural death. So he never did a Kiyam Oynish Mizbez. And Taisus writes the Befeirish over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth wide line in this Taisus, the fifth very wide line in this big fat Taisus. Taisus says, Miru, Likishe Yishachtu, O Yomusu, Yishtarma natural death. Rabbeinu Tam says, either when you shecht it, or when it dies a natural death. Yehu asur mano. So it sounds from this, the other Taisus, and you can't tell. It sounds a little bit perhaps the other way. But this Taisus is beferish. It sounds like even when it dies a natural death, It'll also be considered. It'll also be considered asa ba'amra. The whole part only was basa. That's a shame. So anyway, so that's what Tosfos quotes. This giris in the Gemara. The two giris is there in the Gemara and Erech and Nafzai. So the Gemara says, "Zu by a human being who dies, nisasa esros." So this is only chal on the body, but it's not chal on the hair. Maybe it's not chal on the fingernails. Also the same as hair, perhaps. That there's no iser hano, nisasa ba'amra doesn't apply to the sphere. Masha'eni came in that the woman who's nigmar dina l'misa, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah there in the end of the first paragraph, a woman who is nigmar dina l'misa, so her sayer is also one of the Gemara's outcome. So the Gemara, because Zulu, gemar din is rasa, it sounds like simply the gemar din, not the misa, not the kiyum ha'inish mitzvah, it sounds like gemar din is rasa. Just like by the Shara Nisko, the gemar din is rasa, also by a human being, when there's the gemar din l'misa, gemar din asins pano. That's what Tosfos quotes to argue with the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a famous Gemara. This Rabbeinu Tam has all of this together. There's a Gemara says in Baba Kama, Tosfos quotes it here, right? Three lines earlier. Before Erech and Dav Zayin, so Tosfos quotes from Baba Kama, Dav Meme. The Gemara says, Ashor haniskal ad shalay nigmar din alamisa. Bezdin didn't yet make the gemar din, so the gemara says machara machur. If you sell it, the sale it is valid. Higbishay mugdosh, and if you magdish it, the hekdish is chal. But ashor haniskal achash nigmar din alamisa. After nigmar din machara ena machur. If you sell it, the sale was not valid. Higbishay ena mugdosh. If you magdish it, it's not chal. Why does it make a difference before gemar din and after gemar din? So the Pashup Shat is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Pashup Shat is because at the moment of Gemar Din becomes Asa Ba'anor. And something that's Asa Ba'anor is either considered a Mishaloi or a Bishuv Soi. In Sukkin and Kiddushin, that's a big machlokes of Rishon, whether it's Pesach, or Halacha L'maaseh, it's a machlokes. Whether it's Suri Hanor, or a Mishaloi, or a Bishuv Soi. That's a machlokes, but at least it's a Bishuv Soi. So, if it's whether it's Danish law or any Bishusa, in order to be considered a full bailim on property, it has to be Shali, Ubir Shusi. If it's only Shali, but it's not Bishusa, let's say I have property and somebody stole it, and I don't know who stole it, I don't know how I'm going to get it back. I don't know if I'll ever get it back. So true, it's Shali, but it's any Bishusi. So the Gemara and Baba Kama has that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether my bailim was considered incomplete because of the fact that it's any Bishusi. And it's a machlokes amarayim, Rabbi Yehoshua Mishloch, which town is the Paskalim? The Gemara says it's new and all one way, another time on all the other way. It's machlokes Rabbi Yehoshua Mishloch. And whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yehoshua Mishloch, we Paskalim Rabbi Yehoshua, except for three cases. This is not one of the three cases. The Gemara says a machlokes, the first time machlokes. There's only three cases we Paskalim Mishloch when he disagrees with Rabbi Yehoshua. So if we Paskalim Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua Paskalim like the Tanaim, that if something is Shali, but it's ain't a Bishusi, then I'm not a full Bible and I'm unable to be Magdush, and I can't be Mapkir, and I can't be Moicharivit, and I can't act like a Bible. I have no right to act like a Bible. So the way you learn Pashup Shat in Gemara, Ashur Aniskal, Kodim Shenig Madina, it's Shalivi, it's Beshusvi, it's Mutabano, so if we Nisho, if I'm Magdush, the English is Chal, if I sell it, the sale is Chal. But if it was ready, Rishenig Madina, Lanisa, if the Bezna already made the Gemadin, so the Maidin Lisa carries with it an Issa Hano. Carries with it an Issa Hano. So since it already has an Issa Hano, Issa Hano, I'm like, I have no access to it. I can't use it for any purpose whatsoever. So that's like a Gigamba Tabayim. If Gozov Lenis Vyashah Bailiv, if someone stole my property, so what does it help that it should leave? But it's Ain't Bishusri, I don't know where to get it. I have no access to it. So what then, I mean, if I have some property in my home, but that property happens to be Yisuri Hano, so true it shall leave, but it's, at least it's Eina Bishusi. May even say that Yisuri Hano is Eina Shalai, but it's at least Eina Bishusi. So that's why they usually read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Machara Eina Machar, Ekdisha Eina Mugdash. That's why they usually learn that Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Memeh. So now they ask on the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rabbeinu Tam claims, but Shara Niska Mechaim, even after the Gemara Divin, it's Mutaba No. And every Gemara that says, Mishin Zug, Mardinois Rosa, so the Rabbeinu Tam reinterprets everything. Mardinois Rosa, that, Likishayomov, so it'll be awesome enough. He reinterprets every Gemara. Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara in Baba Kama, the Lagda Tesis, the Rabbeinu Tam is reinterpreting all the Gemaras. So if he holds that, if the Gemara Din, it's also Mutabarno, up until the Oymish Nisan's Desert, up until the animal dies, up until one point or the other, So how come the Gemara says Higdishen and Mugdash? Why does it say Mechorev and Mechorev Higdishen and Mugdash? It's still Shaloi Vishusai. It's not also Banoi yet. So why does the Gemara say Mechorev and Mechorev Higdishen and Mugdash? That's what the Yeskan the Rabbi Natam. So the Rabbi Natam says the Gemara never meant that. The Gemara never meant to say that the Mechiv is not Chavalef the Gemara Din, or the Higdish is not Chavalef. No, it's Shaloi, and it's Vishusai. And it doesn't say that the Hegdish is not Chal. What it means is the following. If I'll sell the animal to someone else after the Gemara Din the sale, well, the animal will be Chal. Why not? But the Lekech won't gain anything out of it. When I sell you property, I sell you a safer, you can use it. I sell you a tape recorder, I sell you an automobile, you can use it. I sell you a house, you can live in a house. If I sell you a Shar on this Gal, and up they're about to make the Gemara Din, so the Lashon of the Gemara is Mechor Ein and Mechor, what is your Tegis doing? What can you get? What use can you get out of the Shor? The Bezin is going to make a Gemara Din in another 5 minutes. Is it going to be goodbye Shor? He won't be able to use the Shor. That's how he interprets. Higdish Ein and Mugdash, he says, doesn't mean the Hegdish is not Chal. No, the Hegdish is Chal. It's Shalai, and it's Bishusa, and it's even Mutabah No. It's Mutabah No. Who said that it's also No? It's not true. The Rabbi Natan claims that the Shor on this Kamechaim is Mutabah No. So when the Gemara is with Mechor Ein and Mechor, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Hei says, after the Gemara Din, if you sell it, the sale was not valid, and if you magdish it, the Hegdish was not valid. The Gemara never meant to say the Hegdish is not valid, the sale is not valid, the sale is valid. Mutabah no. It just means nothing is accomplished. The Hegdish can't use it either, because they have to let Bezin come and make the Gemara Din and take it away to the Beis HaSkila. Give it the Yadish Mises Bezin. That's the whole Gemara is a famous Krasha. You learn Gittin, Dov Chof, and Manal. The Gemara talks about writing a get on a piece of paper that's also Manal. So the Gemara says, Sotho Ali Suri Hanoa, he writes his Surah, he gives it over to the woman. So the Gemara says, she's Mugoresh. So the Tzoyz HaChoshin has a famous Kasha. But the Gemara says, Baba Kam, the Sharan is Kalef, the Gemara Dinin is also Manal. And since it's also Manal, after the Gemara Din Mechoro, Eina Mechor, you can't sell it. Why? Because either he's Surah Hanoa or Eina Shaloi, or at least it's Eina Beshus, it's either one or the other. See, Eina Shaloi and Eina Beshus, so that's why you can't sell it. So the Tzoyfek Takasha, so if you write a get on a piece of paper that's Yisuri HaNoah, how does he have the koyach to give it to his wife? He gives it to his wife. He's not a bailaman. See, the Eidosh Aloy, so how can he give the piece of paper to his wife to be makne? So the Tzoyfek comes up with a fantastic chiddush that you don't need haknoa by a get. All you need is a mice in the scene, all you need is in the ceiling. I, the Gemara seems to contradict this. He's matchik all the Gemara. The Gemara goes out, Kinya Chotzer, from get. He says, when us and the other, even if he puts the get into the chatzah of the Yishu, it's also good. And here the Gemara derives from Bava Mitzia in the first parak, that chatzah is kind and called Tarakula. How do you see that chatzah is kind and called Tarakula? Maybe it's only good by get, all you need is Nesina. But when you want to be Machna something, so maybe chatzah is no good. How can you see? Just because chatzah is called a Nesina, the Ras and the Yod, it's called a Mais and Nesina, doesn't necessarily mean that the chatzah is kind. So the Tzai says, if it's called the Messina, then also the other, then maybe it's kind also. It's a totally Zebizmer. So others disagree with the Tzai and say it's not true that he's Suri Hanoa, or Shaloi, and our Bishusoi. Where did he get the idea of Suri Hanoa, not Shaloi, not Bishusoi? So the whole mark of that the Tzai quote was from Baba Kama, Daf Mem He, that it says, Shora Niska Lacha Shenigma Dino Lemisa. But once you read this Rabbi Natam, he says the Gemara never said that. Rabbi Natam says Lacha Shenig Madina still Mutabah Hanoro, and still the Gemara says Mechorei Nemacher. So how can it be Mechorei Nemacher? So he says the Gemara doesn't mean that the sale is not valid, or the Hegdish is not valid. The sale is valid, but it's useless. Mechorei Nemacher is useless. What are you going to gain out of it? He's not going to be Marbiach anything out of it. Why? Okay, for those 10 minutes he can use it, but he's not allowed to, the Lekrech is not allowed to withhold it for himself to prevent, to block the Bezin from making the Gemara Din. He has to let Bezin make the Gemara Din and proceed to give the Yomish Mises Bezin. That's how the Rabbi Natan reinterpreted the Gemara. That's how he reinterprets the Gemara. So it comes out there's no Gemara at all that said, but he's Suri HaNoah. What do you mean fooling him?
He doesn't know that it's also HaNoah, so it's not fooling.
He says the sale is valid.
The sale is valid.
But you accomplish nothing. Let's have a business, and I want to keep my business open on Shabbos. I'll make a heta mechira. You have the Mitzvah Yisrael. You want to make a mafta heta mechira. So when you sell it to someone else, you do monkey business, you accomplish something. So one might have thought over here, oh, I make a gemar din, so I'm going to sell a behemoth. So it says, mochar ein mochar. You didn't accomplish anything. Even if you sell it to someone else, nothing has been accomplished. The bezin is just going to proceed to give the mishmi to them.
So you would say if the kainer agrees to it, then it's machor mafah?
Yeah, he says the mecher is chal, it's mutar bar noch. He says the loshen mochar ein mochar doesn't mean... Yeah, the kainer knows. If the kainer doesn't know, it's mamish and mekhaftas. It's mamish, the mechir is a mistake. But if the kainer agrees, so then the mechir is valid, but it doesn't accomplish anything. That's how the Rabbi Natam interprets. So according to Rabbi Natam, the whole Gemara doesn't exist. There is no such Gemara that says that Iksuri Hanoa are in a Shaloi or in a Meshusa. Where does it say? There's the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin, if a man is Mekadosh in Nisha with Iksuri Hanoa, she's Eidim Kodeshes. So there are three Pshatim in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim say because the Iksuri Hanoa are not Shali, I'm not called a Baruch. So how can I give? I take someone else's ring, I'll be Mekadosh in Rishon. It's not my ring, it's no good. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking? Suri ha'no ha'shaloi, but it's ain't a b'shusa. It's ain't a b'shusa, he can't be Makna. So that's one third of Rishonim say it's ain't a shaloi, one third of Rishonim say it's ain't a b'shusa. But there's a third in the Rishonim, Rashi, they say that he's suri ha'no ha'not shalva pruta. They say that's the reason why. How do you determine whether it's the Shabbos or anything? Kamu hu shava lim kabashuk. So they say, see, I know, I'm not shava lim kabashuk anything. It's not worth up. That's what the kedushin on anchal. That's a Rashi, and that's what Yerushalmi. That is siri hanoah. Aye, but it's a real. The pasuk b'chol is worth a fortune of money. So the Yerushalmi gives the marshal. Let's say you have potato chips, but in the city they'll sell for $1.50 a big bag of potato chips. The guy selling potato chips. There was an airplane crash in the desert, and there's no water, and they don't know if anybody will survive. And he has potato chips, salty potato chips. So who's going to want to buy the potato chips? Shami says, no one is interested in buying the potato chips. Aye, but it says on the bag it goes for $1.49. But in the midbar, no one's going to buy the potato chips. It depends. Kamo shavim kabashuk. Bosa mokam or bosa zman. That time. The Madai is a kasha. That's a kasha. Why does it help the Madai? But the Yikar Adin is, the Shabbos is kamo shavim kabashuk. Bosa mokam or bosa zman. So from the Mishnah in Kiddushin, when it says that he mekadosh inisha with Yisuri Hanor, she's any mukudash, and some Rishonim said that's a harichacha that Yisuri Hanor reina shalari, and others said that it's a harichacha that is any b'shusai, so that's also not a harichacha, because many Rishonim said that's neither of the above, it's because it's a lack of shalav pruta. It doesn't really say it over there that Yisuri Hanor reina shalari. The only place where it says b'ferish is what you started to say, shnei devarim, reina b'shusai shalazam. It says that Chomet Erev Pesach Nishay Shos Alamayla. Yeah, Barbishus the Rabbin is good. The Chomet Nishay Shos Alamayla is the Suri Hanoah, and it says Shnei Dvarim Ena Bishusa Shalada. It says it's Ena Bishusa. Either means Ena Shalada means, or at least it means Ena Bishusa. But the Achrayim Sreig, that's a different story. That's a different story because Chomet is the Nitzvah to destroy it. Not the same if you have Basa Bechala, if you have Shara Nitzchas, a Nitzvah to get rid of it. There's no Baal Yerorah on the Shara Miskra. If you have Yisuri Hanor, that it's a mitzvah ibu that you have to destroy immediately as soon as possible. So that's called Eina B'shusra Shalad, whatever that means. Either Eina Shalad or Eina B'shusra. But any other, or if you have Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah, such a dugma. You're not allowed to possess Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah, which was also by now, Ton Ibud Mino Ilam. Okay. But more than that, it's called Eina B'shusra Shalada. It means Eina Shalaya, Eina B'shusra, whatever. But if you have all the other Yisuri Hanoah, so the Achrayim on the Magen Ho'elef and the Ha'aravis on the... With the Rabbanon, yeah. If you have a tray for food around the house, then you should takola, not rightfully tray for food around the house. A mitzvah to give schema, yeah, but it's a brandishna, it doesn't have to be the first minute. Eino yadin, okay, but it's not the same as chomis mishrei shalos on the mind where avodah zarah. It's not even min oilam. It's hot stuff, you have to get rid of it the first minute. It's an isa kiyum, it's an isa to possess it, to maintain it in your possession. So the only place that it ever says in Shas that Itziri Hanor are Eina B'shusai, and you can interpret however you want, either Eina B'shusai or Eina Shalai. The only place where it's where there's no other interpretation is that Gemara Bechomitz Mishay Shalos Alamayba Eina B'shusai Shaladam. That's the, so the Magen Ha'elef on the side of in Hilchas Pesach, what's the name? On the Mekor Chayim. The Nesibus has a commentary in Hilchas Pesach that's called the Mekor Chayim. So they have the Magen Ha'elef by one of the other Gedarim, of Levi Shcharev. They have the Horus on the side. So he writes this svar, that the only place it says that it's Eina Shaloi, Reina Bishusroi, is Chometz or Rabbi Dizvar, that it's Mamish Ton Ibn Min Oilam. You're not allowed to keep it in your possession, in your ownership. But if you have other Yisrael, you have no, the Rabbon, you're not allowed to leave it around the house. You should takola, you have to get rid of it. The children are going to think that it's kosher if you leave it in the refrigerator. Even if you leave it in the storage cabinet or something, someone's going to eat it by mistake, so you have to get rid of it. But the Natur, it's not that it's told even the Noah. So it could be that all the other Yisrael have Noah, are Shaloi and the Arbiv Shusas. So if you're ready to get any Yisrael, you know, it's not kosher. According to this Rabbi Natam, as I wrote the whole kosher, Rabbi Natam reinterpreted the Gemara and Bavakam, and Mechorein and Mechor doesn't mean that. So once he goes away with that Gemara, says Abrek, that was the main kasha that the Tzoyis HaChoshen had asked. Okay, let's get back again. The Mishneh, what did we start with? We started with the Gemara, I'm testing it out. Let's just go back a little bit. The Gemara said, the Arav Loi become a Loi. So Reb Shimon understands from that pasuk, Achi is Kavan Loi, that is Kavan Loi, Zeva Har, Zeva Spotah. The Chachamim say it's not true. The rabbi Paskin is like the Chachamim did. Miskavan la gzeva har gzeva is chayiv misa. So what do they do with the pasuk? Lo arav lo v'kom a lov. So he says, prat l'vzor gevin l'gol. That's memai b'din kol kavul kamat sam l'achtadam. Yeah, so we discussed that Tesis and Nozer, that she thinks, but Tesis says, if that's true, kol kavul kamat sam l'achtadam, how do you ever have a big lov? Chad betray yovish b'yovish. The miut is sitting there. But they said, no, but the miut has to be nikah b'mkomo in order to apply kol kavua. So that's a shot of, why does it have to be nikah b'mkomo? It's a condition. The miut only has chashivus if it has two conditions met. It's sitting still, it's not moving around, it's not naidri, and it's nikah b'mkomo. But if it's only kavua, and it's not nikah b'mkomo, it doesn't have enough chashivus to be considered a kol kavua. That's what Taisha is meant to say. What do they mean to say like the Ramban? It's only the Ramban. Ramban says that by the way the Chavis Daz understands Ramban, it's in the Kufiyot, but if you have a Tarubis of Bnei Yodam, which Allah buckled min al-Tarubis, that's what he puts into the, he claims that Ramban says that. Ramban is very unclear. But the Chavis Daz is interpreting that in Ramban, the Bnei Yodam Ramban buckled min al-Tarubis, and therefore it's a Kavua deraisa, despite the fact that it's not Nikibim Komo. So what's Ramban going to do with Tosis Krasha whenever you have a Tarubis of Yobish, Beobish, Chavitrek? No, the answer is buckle over there. The only thing that's not bottled up in the other man, not bottled in the other. But a parubis of Yavish, Yavish had betrayed his bottle. So that's what Taisis meant to say. Ramban is masking with Taisis. Whenever the Easter is bottled, so Oisif, so the Easter is not brought to the Hetter, so goodbye. So what are you going to say? Kokoboka, Machsa, Machsa, Zami, all three pieces became Hetter. He said Bittle, Barois, of course he can't say Kokoboka. But the Shaiva is where the Taisis meant the same as the Ramban, the Taisis meant that there's another condition in Kokoboka. But on the level of the Rabbanon, we certainly say like the Ramban. That's the long taste of Machlech Zabin and Tam and the other Bali Ataris. And the other day we paskin, and then whenever you have a Taruvis, which is not bottom with the Rabbanon, we have quite a few. Chaticha with the Skabit, Dovashid of Minyan, and so on. Barry and Bali Chaim, all those four cases. So not only is it not bottom with the Rabbanon, you don't even say Azlina Basarubin. You can't even say Nechveshina de Nanag, but you can't say anything. Why not? Because that's called Kavua de Rabbono. There's a Kavua de Raisa, that's Zorek Evan Lego. Or if you buy from the store and you don't remember which store you bought from, that's Kavua de Raisa. And then Yeredevia, this long Taisha, that Pam and Alvis put it, that's called Kavua de Rabbono. The Taruvis, which is not bottled with the Rabbono because of Beria, Abalichai. So not only do you say it's not bottled, that the Easter is not Nepach Leah's head there, you don't even consider it as if there's a run. You don't even allow them to say Azlina Basaruba. We consider it as if it's a kavua. What the Ramban said on the level of their eyes, we hold with the Rabbanon. By all the things that are not brought in Rabbanon, we say like that. In the bottom Taisus throws in a din. The Gemara here talks about the Vlad of the Shor Shahara. Let's say there's a pora, a female cow, kills a human being. So the din is a shor shaharagas adam. is Ton's Pila, whether the Shor is a Zacha, the Shor is an Ikeba, doesn't make a difference. So what if the Shor, Shaharigas Adam, was the Behemum Uberis, a pregnant cow? So Rava says over here, Lad here, it's on Peyom and Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Omar Rava, Lad Hanagachas Osur, He Uvloda Naku. When the Pora was Hargas Adam, when the Pora killed a human being, so not only was the Pora labeled as a Ritzeach, the Vlad is also labeled as a Ritzeach. That's what the Gemara says. That's if it's a Pora Mu'uberish and Nokcha Es Adam. What happens if at the time the Pora was Nokcha Es Adam, she was not Mu'uberish, but till it doesn't catches up with her, it takes months. So that the Pora becomes Mu'uberes after the Maisa Negicha, and then when Beres makes the Gemarvin, so the Pora is Mu'uberes. So the Gemara says a few lines earlier that if at the time of the Gemarvin the Pora is Mu'uberes, so the Zug Marvino is Rasa, so the Gemarvin is Chal on the Pora and on the Uber. So even if the Uber is born before we get a chance to give the Yonish Mises Beres to the mother, but the Gemardin is Rasa. So the Gemardin was Chal on the mother and on the Uber. We're going to have to learn the Gemara, whether it's based on Uber Yerachim or not. So the Gemara says the Uber would be included in the Yisahana in two cases. Either she was a part of Uberis at the time of the Negriche. So I say, here Vlad Anakhu. So the Vlad is also involved in the Negriche. Or even if she was a part of Reconius, she was not Uberis at the time of the Negriche. But you became Uberes later, the Nigmadina Kaidim Sheyolda, Nigmadina Kaidim Sheyolda, so then the Gemara says that the Gemardin will be Chal on the Uber. That's the Gemara has a few lines like that. So the Gemara has an advice earlier, and what happens if you have a Vlad that was born, which is also Bahano, either because the Par was Muberes at the time of Nigicha, or the Par was Muberes at the time of the Gemardin, either one or the other. And that Vlad is born and now jumps around and gets mixed in with all the other Vladas. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa before, if the Vlad was born, here it's eight lines from the top, or Hatanya, by the tiny letter Gimel. Parashahemiso, the Ahakak Yolda. The Pora kills a person, and the Ahakak Yolda then it gives birth to the Vlad. So when was the Vlad born? If the Vlad was born before the Gemardin, so at the time of the Gemardin, there was no Vlad. The Gemardin wasn't Chal on the Vlad. But if at the time of the Gemardin, the Pora was Muberes, so the Gemardin was Chal on the Pora and on the Uber, so then even if the Vlad is born, it's going to be awesome. Then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, but what if the Pora was Muberes at the time of the Negiche? Even if the Vlad was born before the Gemardin, it's also included. The Gemara says, you're right, either this or that. Either she, the Pora was Muberes at the time of the Negriche, so the Gemardin has to be made on the Vlad also, even though it's running around somewhere else. Or if the Pora was Reconis at the time of the Negriche, but it is Muberes at the time of the Gemardin, so either the Gemardin in the state of Muberes is Chal on the Uber, or the Negriche in the state of Muberes, so the Uber is also included. That's how the Gemara says over here. So that Bryce says, if you have a Vlad, that's also Bahano, one of these two cases, either the Par was Muberes B'Shas Megich, the Par was B'Shas Gemardin, so it says, Vlad Ba'Asr, Nisari Ba'Cherim is also Asr. Why is Nisari Ba'Cherim Asr? That's Minatoiro, Nisari Ba'Cherim is Chad B'Trei is Bapu B'Roi, but that's a Din Medirabonim, that's the Gemara in Zmochim. The Tais is called, the Balechaim Chashivir will have B'Tenim, that's in Perek HaKaruvis. Balechaim Chashivi, Tosis explains it's not a barrier. It's a difference between Balechaim Chashivi. It does not have a different effect because it's not awesome. Mechilas Brios, but they had to make a Gemardin out of later. So these are different din. Balechaim Chashivi is one din, Chatech with Kabbalah is a different din. And barriers like Taylor is a third din. Each one, Dovashim Minyan is a fourth din. They're all similar, they're all related, they're all connected, but they're four different categories of Dvarim Chashuv. So the Brisa says, Nesar B'Acherim is Balechaim Chashivi like Taylor. Then it says, B'Acherim B'Acherim. Even if one of those, I have 100 animals, and the Vlad that's also Bano gets mixed within 100, they're all also Bano because Balechaim Chashivi Lefteh. What if one of those jumps into another 100? Acher Macherim, so it says, Konsumotim Lukipa, they're all lost about all. So that's a famous Tosfos on the bottom of the daf. This is straight from Yeruday. All of this, everything on this daf appears in Yeruday. So Tosfos quotes, there's a Gemara in Mizvachim on daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara says, Tabas Shalab Rizorah is also Bahamo. What do you mean, Tabas Shalab Rizorah? The thing that they worship, the Getchkid itself, is also Bano. Abadizor is also Bano. And no, yeah, Abadizor is also Bano. So you have a statue that Menachem worship and it has rings on the finger. So the rings are also Bano. So the Gemara says, what if the Tabah Shal Abadizor gets mixed in with another five Tabois? Hepatika Tabois. So the Gemara says they're all also. That's the question, why they're all also. The Gemara says they're all also Bano, it's not Batul B'Roi. But what if one of those taboys gets mixed in with another five taboys, another two taboys? So the Gemara says it's mutabano, because that's called a svek svek. What kind of a svek svek? Strictly speaking, this is not a legitimate svek svek. It's only shein nefer, like we say. Tosfos writes in Sugas, Taftes and Manala, that a svek svek is only muta if you have shvei sheinus. Here it's all shein nefer. It's just a question, which is the tabas that's asvama, which is the tabas that's mutabano? So strictly speaking, based on the rules and regulations of Svek Svek, this doesn't qualify as a Svek Svek. But it means a different word. It said the Rajbon, the Torah Habayis, right? There are two kinds of Svek Svek. One is Sofik Takhtov, Sofik Enetakhtov, Sofik Zimtsevirotz, and Sofik Nen. So that's one kind of Svek Svek. That's what we know as a Svek Svek. This is a different word. The Chumrim in the Rabban, the Balachayim Chashivi, V'loi B'Teili, was only introduced if it's Tarubis HaRishayna. Once it's already Tarubis HaShniya, one tabas gets mixed up with two tabas. So that's a chumr. It's a question, why is a tabas shalabadizor not bottle, but why should we take out the trade bottle? That's also a question, why? So Tosfos claims on that Gemara, Gemara never explains why a tabas shalabadizor is the mashu. Let it be bottle in the first tarubis. So Tosfos on that drop, on Ayin Dalet Manal says, when you go to a jewelry store and you want to buy tabas, do they sell it by the pound? Or that they sell it by the ring, they sell it by the unit. Every ring sells separately. So it's a davish of a minion. So it says, a davish of a minion, I feel the balance like bottles. So regular din, it belongs under the category of davish of a minion. The Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam writes, the Vilna Gaon points out, in Kufiyot, the Rambam writes a different tongue. The Rambam says, the tabashala with the zara is not bottle because the pasuk says, la yitzvak diotcha mu'uma min acher, and the mu'uma means mashal. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says like that, Mo'uma means kol shehu, but the Mishnah means a different word. The Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos talks, a person carries something on Shabbos. So in order to be chayav on haitzor, you have to carry a kashir. Because if you're carrying milk, you have to carry so much milk. If you're carrying wood, you have to carry so much wood. If you're carrying metal, if you're carrying parchment, if you're carrying whatever, everything that you carry, and it goes 2.5 prokim are dedicated to the shiurim on metal and plaster and wine and water and orange juice. What is the food item? What is the item that you're carrying? And what's the volume that you have to carry that it has a hashivus? And then the Mishnah says, what if you have avodah zarah in the house? A little getchkale avodah zarah, and then you want to throw it out in the garbage. So we pass on that that's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa yinatchai. But Reb Shimon holds malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa yuachai. So what's the shir? So the Mishnah says, no shir. Because it says, la yidbar biyotcha ma'uma min achem, afilu ha-kol shiru. So if you get rid of it from the house, that's the shir. The shir is kol shiru, has a hashidus. And as long as you got rid of it, Reb Shimon would say, Reb Yudah? Reb Yudah would say that it's a malacha gemar. We pass on like Reb Shimon, it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, so that's only the Rabbanos, not the Raisa. But according to Reb Yudah, who holds Ein Tzricha L'Gufa as their Isa, so there was no Shia. So the Rambam took that Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that Avodah Zarah is B'Kol Shehu, and the Rambam understands that Avodah Zarah is B'Mashu. He understands, B'Mashu means that it's not Botel Chad B'Trei, it's not Botel B'Roi. So he understands that this Gemara that says Tabas, the Gemara Lain Dalet in Zvachim, that Tosfos is quoting, Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah, gets mixed up with the other Tabor, so the Rambam understands that that's not Botel because Avodah Zarah is B'Kol Shehu. Yeah, very different concept. Totally different concept. What is kosher? One is kosher volume, how much size, how big it has to be. And one is mashu. There is no mashu. It's a different word. That's a shayla with it. This is the raisa, the rabbanon, the whole machlek, the Rambam quotes the pasuk, mu'uma. Le'yidbat b'yotcha mu'uma menachem means that it's even mashu. It means menach Torah on the level of the raisa, but it's always mashu. Probably means only an asmachtam and the rabbanon. They're totally different. Mashu and kosher are two different things. Yeah, but that's what the Rambam writes. So the Gemara says there in Zerachim, if that tabal shalv and his zare got mixed up with two taboys, you don't know which is which, if that's the din, then it's also banor. You're not allowed to use any of the three taboys. One of those three taboys falls into it. Another two, tarub shniya, so then the Gemara says it's mutar already. So the Gemara says, why? Because it's fake sake. So the Rajva writes in the Torah Sabbais, this fake sake has nothing to do with the famous fake sake in the first parak in Ksuba. It's a different, even on your day, it's all put in Siman Kufyud. All the fake sake is put together. But it's a totally different word than the fake sake. The word is that they only made the Chumar and the Rabbanan, that the Gavach Hashem is like bottle. If it's in the Tarubis HaRishonim, once it's in the Tarubis HaShniyah, they never made the Chumar and the Rabbanan. So that's what the bottom Tarsus is unhappy with this Bryce. How come it says the Vlad is also Bahanoah? If the Vlad was there, either Bishas Negich or Bishas Gemar did, one of those two moments in time, the Torah was Moberis and the Vlad is also. Then it says Vlad the Osur, the Sarah Bacheris, Bacheris, Bacheris. They're all Osulan, Al Kansma, Osul Kippah, they're all Osulan, Osul Fekta Kasha, how can it be? But the Halacha says Bacherim, Bacherim is called already a Svek Svek, as we call it. It doesn't mean a Svek Svek, it means Chumer Midrabon the Balachim Chashiru Veloy B'Teili was only introduced on Tarubis Arishayin, and they never introduced it on Tarubis Arishayin. So some Arishayin crossed out the second line, Bacherim Bacherim. It should only say Nisari Pavlad Bacherim Konsumosim Lukipa. But if it would have been Taka, the next step Bacherim Bacherim, one of that group got mixed in with another group, Tarubis Arishayin, that would already be Muda. So that's what Tosis says. Maybe you have to cross it out, like in other places in Shas, there are Mishnayos, where Tosis quotes Rabbi Nathan, he keeps on crossing out this line, Achem, Achem. So Tosis says you don't necessarily have to cross it out, and the Yashiv, the Girsa, the way he says. It's a very rich Tosis, it's late, but it's a very rich, a juicy topic in your day, and Ebenezer, it's relevant to Hefter Agunas also, Trey Ruby. Trey Ruby has to do over here. Tosis quotes Trey Ruby. Maybe after the summer we'll have to give more hakdomas, and then we'll have to go. There's a lot of here a day. We'll have to give some more hakdomas. Okay. I saw in this week's Sedra in Parshas Bolok, he had brachas that Bilam gave Bnei Yisrael. He didn't want to give any brachas, but the Rabbanu Shalom didn't allow him to give the klolos. He gave brachas. So I saw an interesting comment that Shlomo Ladona has in the Binyan Shlomo. Before he starts with Sefer Anorachim, so he has the Oris HaChumash. So he has a very fascinating Ha'orit. When Bilam gives the bracha, so he says, Korash Rachavko Arivi Cholavi Niviki Menu. This bracha came out exactly word for word, appears already in Vayichi. When Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas to the different Shvatim, so he gives the bracha to Yehuda. So he says, Gur Arivi Yehuda. So he wants to know how come is there any difference between Aryeh and Ari? How come Yankel uses the Lashon Aryeh and Bilam uses the Lashon Ari? And then there's another Shinu Lashon. How come Bilam gives the bracha and says Karash Achavko Ari, and in Birchas Yaakov the Lashon is different? How come Bilam says Korah Shachav and Yaakov says Korah Ravat? Is there a difference between Shachav and Ravat? So he suggests, based on the Gemara, that he quotes a Gemara Chulin on Daf Samach, where the Gemara says that one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yosef Chananya, was talking to one of the Nochrim, to the Kerisa. But he was wondering on the Pasuk, it says, describing the Rabbi Shalom, Aryeh Shoag, Milo Yiro. That's all. The Rebbeinu Shalom is only like a lion. That was the whole story. That's all there. The Pasuk only compares the Rebbeinu Shalom to a lion. So the time he answers the Goyim Shekeser, it doesn't say Ari. It says Aryeh Sha'ar. So Aryeh is not the same as Ari. Aryeh refers to Aryeh Dibei Eloi. Aryeh Dibei Eloi means the lion from the upper regions. Usually it's going to be a tiger. The Gemara didn't have any word for a tiger. So Ari is a lion, and Aryeh Dibei Eloi is a tiger. That's the Shalom Shuvas Aryeh Dibei Eloi. He held that he was fierce like a tiger. He has such a stark chuvas that he can't start up with him.
So lion tiger.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. I don't know. So he quotes this Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara, he says, one gets the impression, I don't know. So he gets, says, one gets the impression from the Gemara that when it says Ari, it means a lion that's very powerful, but it's Bederach HaTeva. And when it says Arye, describing the Ribbono Shel Olam, Arye Shavagni Lo Yirah, it's describing something even more fierce than a lion, something gore terrible. So he suggests maybe that's the Shinui Lashon over here, that even when Bilam was forced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reverse all of the klolot that he intended to give into brachas, he still had a bechira chavshis and he still didn't do the whole job. So when he said the brachas, he said, Korash Achav Kari, that Bnei Yisrael should be successful and powerful against their enemies like a lion. He didn't want to give like an Ari to Bnei Yisrael. And he only said, Korash Achav, like an Ari. But Yaakov Avinu, he gave the full brachas. Amen.
Since we're writing an article in Yeshiva Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, the Minig, Mantha said, dealing with Balei Teshuvah and others that didn't do that as well, that Minig. And I wonder if once I get a little draft, if I could send it to you, I might have a chance to look at it and give me a comment.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Amen. Yeah.